Welcome everyone to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and find me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And give a little shout out to Elon over there and say, reinstate my Twitter account, Deanna for Congress. What's up with that, Elon? I'm waiting. Remember, my show is twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Steve Peters Show. We got a great show for you tonight, so you're going to want to stick around for the whole thing. We've got the second half of the Died Suddenly director's interview with Nick Stumphauser and Matthew Scow, the awesome interview that I conducted last week with them. We've got the second half of that interview coming up, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that really went down during the filming of Died Suddenly. And then we also have Dr. Eric Napudi joining us in just a little bit. And he's going to be talking about this insane lawsuit they slapped him with. I think it's $500 billion he's being sued for just for recommending vitamin D and zinc to his patients. Unbelievable, this medical tyranny establishment that's happening right now. So listen up, you're gonna wanna stick around for the whole thing. Well, speaking of dying suddenly, and we'll get into that interview with the directors in just a minute, there are so many people, young and old, healthy and not healthy, that are just dropping dead, dying suddenly and unexpectedly, that we actually have a new job, a job description, a job role to take care of those bodies. Yes, on Indeed.com, the job finding site, there's a new posting for a new type of job, a body removal agent, otherwise known as what they say, a body removal technician. Taking those dead bodies that are dying suddenly and unexpectedly, especially, and taking them to the morgue. And of course, they require strict confidentiality and double vaccinated to be a part of this job. Interesting. This is crazy. I'm going to look more into it to make sure that this is also not only in Canada, because right now it looks like it's in Canada, but I'm pretty sure if I looked a little more, it'd be in the United States and other places as well. But just check this out. So I found a couple of these. Look at this. Body removal agent from $200 a day. Oh, wow. You get $200 a day to remove bodies of died suddenly. We are a dedicated team of body removal agents responding to sudden and expected deaths. Now, I don't know if this is a Freudian slip, but it says sudden and expected deaths instead of sudden and unexpected deaths. Freudian slip. Probably. We perform removals for the BC Coroner Service, morgue transfers, as well as transporting deceased persons to several local funeral homes throughout the Lower Mainland. We work 24-hour shifts, on call 24 hours a day, holidays, weekends, nighttime, etc. Here's another one. Seldom Silent Enterprises, body removal attendant. This position is an on-call basis with the opportunity of getting plenty of hours as you gain experience in the field. And then it says this, Seldom Silent requires that any interested parties understand the need for and maintain strict confidentiality. So strict confidentiality. Very interesting name though for their company, a Seldom Silent, but requiring strict confidentiality and discretion. Wonder why they require strict confidentiality and discretion. Oh, and of course, ironically, double vaccinated. You got to be double vaccinated to be in this position of a body removal agent. Interesting. If you're squeamish of bodily fluids or graphic content, this may not be the right employment opportunity for you. Here's another one that requires a double jab in order to be a body removal attendant. 31,000 to 39,000 a year. Interesting. We take pride in the service we provide to our grieving families as well as our clients. I mean, how do you say that we're in a genocide without saying that we're in a genocide? I mean, come on, folks. There's so many bodies, so many people dying unexpectedly and suddenly that they need a new role for it. They can't keep up. They need body removal technicians and body removal agents. Okay, pretty sure That's just says right there everything that you need to know, folks. I mean, people are dying suddenly. I can't even keep up with everybody. If I was going to read you the obituaries of people dying suddenly every single day, especially the young people who are previously healthy, and not only of heart failures and heart attacks, but of cancers that were sudden and then just suddenly exploded into stage four cancer and turned fatal. I mean, I wouldn't have time on my show because every day it's just a stack of new people. So now we got a new job for it, body removal technician. And it looks like, when I looked at the dates, and it looks like this is just a new position that opened up just in the last couple months. This is nuts, guys. They are trying to hide it. They are trying to hide the fact that people are dying suddenly. They're trying to quietly remove those bodies and not, of course, talk to the media or the press about it. Body removal agent. Maybe somebody should go undercover on our side and actually become a body removal technician and see what the hell's really going on there. Share the dirt. I was actually wondering about your music choices too. So the song in the beginning and the song in the end were kind of like upbeat songs and kind of fun songs. And at first I was like, I don't know if this goes. Aren't we supposed to have like a serious song? But then I realized after watching it the second time, no, it does go, because I don't know. It makes
sense.
Well,
look, the last song, the people were literally dancing at a concert and the guy's like, give it up for Pfizer. And everybody's like, yeah, that's real. That's a real concert.
Yeah, right. So Matt chose the opening song, which is Pink Floyd's song Sheep, which is a perfect title.
Perfect, yeah.
I chose the closing song, which is
Nights of Shame.
Nights of Shame by AWOL Nation, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, a lot of times when I edit, I'll play my Spotify and my headphones, not listening to the song that's supposed to go in, and then something will hit, and that's actually the song for the fifth gen warfare section also that just came through my ears. Wow. On my Spotify. But at the end it's like, dance baby dance, because the world is ending. And I think that's haunting more than it is upbeat, because people really are sleepwalking toward Armageddon right now.
That's true.
You see that crowd of people cheering on Moderna and AstraZeneca. It's like, that this is the sleepwalking that we're seeing.
I couldn't believe it was real.
And dancing to the train taking them to the Holocaust. You know, they're cheering and dancing to their own death.
He like shouts out AstraZeneca, he's like, man, what about the unvaccinated? And they're like, boo. And it's like that one guy, like, I'm gonna be okay. Like,
like, yeah, the one guy in the crowd is not gonna fall over from a heart attack. Yeah, they're dancing to their own death. And that's what's so scary.
That's fifth generation warfare right there.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that's a term I wasn't even familiar with until I talked with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers and Teresa Long. And they're like, they're literally in the army and studied this. Right. So I'm going to take their expert opinion. And they're like, we're in the fifth generation warfare. And I'm like, what is that?
What are you talking about?
And he's like, yeah, it's done like through computers and through the hearts and the mind propaganda. I'm like, yeah, that's what we're in that. And that's why millions of people bought into the John Hopkins red dots coming to kill you. You know, even me, when I was like, I was in the middle of that, like me and my boy Ed were in Shanghai in November of 2020. And we started seeing people getting sick. And I was like, should we wear a mask or something? Because I've never worn one, but you started hearing things. So this is November, Ed, of 2020, right? And who would have known that would have turned into this?
3 years
right.
But when he went onto that John Hopkins map, it like looked insane scary. It was like, the red dots are coming closer and closer. And don't talk to your neighbor. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't
wash,
go outside.
Wash your produce.
Yeah, wash your produce.
Your groceries. And, like,
do not walk up the aisle the wrong way. Follow the arrows.
Yeah.
Follow the arrows and the bugs will follow you. Like, it's like,
yeah.
What? No. Like, this is retarded. Like, it took very quick, like, understanding, deducing the situation, like they're putting arrows in your grocery store to follow so you won't contaminate the store or something. I don't even know. Like, what are we doing?
It's crazy. But that's the level of coordination and compliance that they're able to execute, and people followed. Most people followed.
Yeah.
Nick, I read a comment that you said about how you felt like film and magic are kind of the same thing. And I really like that. I resonated with it. And I just, I feel like that's what you guys do in your films, right? You kind of like, it is magic in a way to have the person, the viewer, see such, to feel that emotion and to have the impact that you're wanting, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think film and magic in my mind have been synonymous for 15 years, which is why I love both of them for that long. And, you know, we are magicians and it's a different kind of magic, medium. But the end result is the same.
I'm not into deviation. Sorry.
Divination. Deviation is becoming a transgender.
Yeah, I'm not into that either.
Yeah, but you know, we are producing a series of emotions and it's a thrill to be able to do that. I mean, Matt and I get so excited in there when we cut something together and then you watch it and it hits and we just like, oh, goosebumps. We did it.
That's the meter. Whenever you hit that goosebump meter, you're like, oh, that's it. And like open, we were like, let's put all the crazy in there, like the Loch Ness Monster and the Bigfoot.
I was going to ask about that. The Bigfoot, the sea monster. What was the thought process?
Well, we knew what they would say. They would say, this is a conspiracy theory. You're literally telling us the elite want to kill us and put a vaccine. And it's like, not me, Teresa Long, the one who's in Fort Detrick or like studied in the army. She's the one who's telling you that. But I just happen to agree with her. But we knew what the critics would say. So we were like, we'll give it to them at the beginning. We'll play along and you have to say to yourself, oh, wait, so 30,000 people are dead from the vaccine on VAERS. Mm-hmm. Is that a conspiracy? Because you're saying this is a conspiracy. Yeah. So
it forces introspection.
It does.
What does the word conspiracy theory mean?
Exactly. Because we defang it at the beginning.
Conspiracy facts are when people conspire to do things without you knowing what they're doing. And they do it all the time.
Exactly. And it is a conspiracy. It's not a theory, but it is a conspiracy when everybody, all these major corporations and pharmaceutical companies and doctors and the powers that be are conspiring together to have this outcome. It is a conspiracy. It's not a theory anymore.
Well, we see that in Event 201, the conspiracy theorists or the conspirators literally did it on camera and it's on YouTube. Type in Event 201.
Yes, exactly.
And they game planned the whole thing a month before it went live.
Right.
I'm sorry. If we got together and we said, you're Mr. White, I'm Mr. Pink, you're Mr. Yellow, and we're going to go rob this bank and we're going to put it on YouTube and the bank gets robbed the next month, the cops are coming to us and say, you're Mr. White, though. I saw the tape. Like, that was you.
Conspirators.
Like, it's not.
Yeah. RICO charges are real. Okay.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how dumb they think everybody is. And unfortunately, how dumb a lot of people actually are.
Yeah.
They just believe anything. But the fact that, look, we had Kanye West retweet it, Diamond and Silk, John Rich, major country stars, J.P. Sears, so many different big people, celebrities. Andrew Tate.
Israel Adesanya.
Yeah, UFC champ Israel Adesanya.
Wow.
Was like, he thought it was entertaining right. 14 minutes. And he's like, this is kind of funny move. Oh, and then he was like, the next one was like, oh, man, this is insane. Like,
yikes. Yeah. And that's what I'm getting from a lot of people. And I wish we had like 5 hours to have an interview, but we don't. But we could read through so many of the comments of people. It's almost like 9 out of 10 people at this point know somebody in their life that has died suddenly. Or somebody that has been severely injured from the vaccine. So many people write that. And, you know, you just can't silence all these people anymore. And it was cool that, you know, we saw Elon Musk or we saw Twitter try to censor the died suddenly streaming from Twitter. Then we asked.
It was probably some minions in there that he didn't.
Yeah, some leftovers. And then we asked him to uncensor it. And then it was uncensored a few hours later. It was pretty cool.
Kim.com has been such a champion of this film.
He has, yeah.
What a great guy. Because like that guy literally had the FBI come to his house in New Zealand. Jeez. Like think of that. Like, you got to really do something and get in their crawl to go to New Zealand and knock on his door.
He took two shots. He's not an anti-vax conspiracy theorist. This guy he said on our space, I feel betrayed.
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't buy into the depopulation theory, and good for him. Like, he's still on our side. He still knows that, like, they sold us a bill of goods and they lied about it. So it leaves open the door. So maybe they are correct about this theory, because this theory of depopulation is not something I just came up with. They literally say it out loud. And their foundations are this, like the Thomas Malthus graphs, they still use them. Their ideology is one of it's too many of us, and we as these supreme beings are going to dictate our utopian ideals onto you.
Yeah.
And guess what? With the fourth industrial revolution, there's not going to be enough room for us because robotics, automation, they're figuring out how to cull the environment. And plus, there's polar bears, bro. There's freaking polar bears. What are we going to do with them?
I'm just going to open my Coca-Cola.
Right. That's funny. Oh, man. I wish I had 5 hours to talk to you guys because there's so many points about this film that is interesting to dissect. But
well, we will come back every time you ask us.
Yeah. I mean, it. Look, the fact is, it's a powerful film. You know it's powerful and it's hitting right because so many people are talking about it and putting their personal stories in DMs or
tweets. Oh, let me tell you something that Richard Hirschman sent me a text today. His friend was taking his kids to school. Someone put in the around the school, watch Die Suddenly. Like they made their own signs and put them in the ground.
Is that in Michigan, he said?
I think Michigan, cool. but it's just taken off. And look, I'll tell you exactly how much money our budget was. CNN's budget is $882 million a year to put that crap out.
Yeah.
Our budget for advertising was this many.
Right.
It was zero.
$0.
It was because Stu and you, Jane Ruby, we got to give a lot of credit to Jane.
Yes,
she broke a lot of these stories. I wasn't even aware of like where Richard Hirschman's first like broadcast was or who I just knew he was the one who was seeing this. So we went right to him, but I have to give a lot to Jane. She's done a lot, to
Dr. Jane did a
this.
Lot of groundwork. In
yeah.
The
yeah.
And, sure.
and get a big, big respect to Jane for doing that. Big respect to Stu for allowing us to go onto his network and partner with him and just believe in our vision. You know,
yes.
And the first film with him, these little ones that me and him worked on together, he played a pivotal role because he was actually the one who was saving baby Cyrus. It was like literally him in the room.
Yeah.
And then his speech at the end of this one was so great because it was like, it was his heartfelt, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it was a good summary of his stance that he's taken over the last 2 years of this.
Yeah. So partnering together with like-minded individuals, we can only dent that this beast system they're trying to, you know, bring forth.
Yeah.
I know we will not succeed in defeating it because Christ alone will do that.
Yeah.
But I definitely know that we can pull some people out of the fire. And that's what we have to do. We have to be bold. We have to be as wise as serpents. We have to be as
gentle.
It's hard to say gentle as doves. I know, but because I don't want to be.
I know. I don't want to really be a gentle dove either because we're like, gotta be assertive.
But I don't think we have to. I think what it means is like, you don't have to kill the person. What you do is you love them so much, you give them truth. When your house is burning, I will come in there and scream and help you get out of that burning house. And that's what we need to do. And so I commend you for speaking about it and just everybody, because it's not easy. Like, it ain't easy doing this. My kids don't see me for a big stretch. My wife has to deal with it. And look, we get a lot of threats against us. And it's just,
I pray for you guys for protection for you too.
And that's what it is. We're in a spiritual battle and it's written in scripture. They'll hate you more for my namesakes than they hated me. And they literally put him on a cross and crucified him. So I accept it. I know that I'm protected. And I know that if I make him happy, then that's all that matters.
Amen to that. And just to, again, reassurance, you are saving lives through this film. I mean, I can't tell you how many messages I've read of people saying, hey, I shared this with my dad or my friend. They were going to go get another booster, but now they decided not to anymore.
Well, that gave me chills. It gave me chills. That's so awesome because that's real. I've seen them too. Yeah, I've seen them too. And that
so
means
many.
That this is working.
There's no way that this is changing hearts and minds. It's really important. I mean, it really is the documentary of our generation and what we've all been through together in the world. We went through COVID together. Now we're going through this vaccine battle together, but it doesn't have to get worse than it already does, that it already has. And it's because of your documentary, I think, that's going to change the narrative and really wake people up. And like I said, I believe God was all over this. You can feel it when you watch it. It's a very serious and powerful movie. We can joke a little on the side, but it does not take away from the power of this movie and the fact that God worked through you guys to create it.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are awesome. We'll have to have you back. Nick Stumphauser. I hope I pronounced that right. And Matthew Scow, you guys are the directors of Died Suddenly. If you haven't watched it, you got to watch it. You're late in the game. And if you've watched it, watch it like five or six. I think I've watched it five times now. Look, at this point.
We make movies that you need to watch it again. Yeah. Yes. You've watched it. You're going to miss half of it anyway because there's so much stuff in there. So watch it again. You'll be like, oh, dang, I missed that.
There's nuances. Yeah. And I keep seeing like new, different kind of nuances and everything each time I watch it. So watch it again, share it with a friend. And we'll look forward to part two, part three, part four, hopefully soon.
All right.
Thanks, Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back with the rest of the show. So don't you go anywhere. But first, it's time to get really serious about protecting your future, your finances, and your family. We know that Biden and the deep state are driving us into another world war. Inflation is through the roof, and we're over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. It's looking like a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call our friends at Goldco right now and tell them Deanna sent you, and you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. That's right. You can get up to $10,000 in free silver. Call our friends at Goldco at 855-491-2348. That's 855-491-2348. And also they can turn your 401k into metals at no penalty. Go ahead and also go to goldco.com/shots and download your free kit. It's a really cool free kit, and it tells you how all this works, how to invest in silver and gold and precious metals, and why it's so important for growing your wealth and protecting your wealth and your future. So download your free kit. Call that number right now at Goldco, and they will take care of you. Invest in yourself and protect your future, your finances, and your family. Well, we cannot trust the mainstream media anymore. We cannot trust most doctors anymore because most of the medical establishment, it's been proven now, has been bought and paid for by Big Pharma or sold out, or they're too cowardly to actually speak up and tell the truth. They're just gonna push a bunch of vaccines in you because that makes them money and pays their bills, and they're too afraid to say no. But those rare doctors who are honest and who do dare to tell the truth get censored, get their medical license stripped for them, or get sued and fined millions or even billions of dollars. Dr. Eric Naputi is a friend of mine. We used to have shows together on Real Talk 93.3 in Missouri, and he still has his show, Real Talk with Dr. Eric Naputi, on Real Talk 93.3. And he's been on the front lines of the COVID fight for the last 2 years, actually speaking the truth, having the courage to stand up for what's right, despite all the odds. And he's got massive arrows thrown his way. And in fact, right now, he is fighting a major legal battle. He's being sued, I believe it's $500 billion, just simply because he's been recommending vitamin D and zinc to people. Instead of just going and go and get your jab or wearing a mask, he's saying, hey, it's been proven that vitamin D works and zinc works. But because of that, he's being sued billions of dollars and fighting this insane legal battle right now. So Dr. Eric Naputi, thanks so much for joining Shots Fired. How are you considering what you're fighting right now?
You know what? I'm doing amazing. It's so great to be with you. I know that we are fighting a fight that is going to be amazing, and it's going to set the stage for so many amazing things to come. So I'm excited to be here, and I can't wait to have this conversation.
Well, you're in great spirits considering. So if I have this correct, you're being sued for $500 million, correct me if I'm wrong, for recommending that people take vitamin D, which is something that we should be taking anyway.
So the federal government falsely accused me of violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act 12,555,000 times at a price tag of $42,000 a piece. And that total comes down to $500 billion in penalties, over $500 billion in potential civil penalties. This is a civil case, not a criminal case, all for telling people to take vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. That's correct.
So that's, I think that's more than Alex Jones is being sued too. Let's see. Do you guys have that much money to pay back? I mean, for, I want to get into the tactics of what they're using here in just a minute. But secondly, during the COVID lockdown and everything, all they could push is stay in your home, wear your masks, and wait for your damn vaccines. You wouldn't think that they would say, hey, exercise, go and exercise, get fresh air, maybe take things that are long known to be good for your health, like vitamin Z, vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. You're just recommending those instead of just having the answer quickly be go wait for your vaccines and put on your mask, because you're a doctor, a truthful doctor who actually knows how the immune system works, right? And you know that those are things that boost your immune system naturally, not just a vaccine.
Well, I use something called common sense. And in a world of COVID sense, that's not that common. Look, when the medical experts in early 2020 told us there's nothing that can be done, if you test positive, go home and take a Tylenol, which is the worst thing you could do, by the way, and hopefully your lips don't turn blue. If they do turn blue, go to the hospital, get on remdesivir, get on a ventilator, you have a high chance of dying. I said, what are you talking about? There's a 150-year-old homeopathic remedy, high-dose vitamin D, zinc, C, quercetin, et cetera, that's been used by natural healthcare providers for, you know, over a century to help with flus and colds. And listen, we know that there are six other coronaviruses that affect humans. This is the seventh one that's out there now. And of course, vitamin D and zinc are things that can be used to benefit and improve the immune system. So when they came after us for using fraud to profit, which, by the way, is exactly what Pfizer and Moderna actually did. They told us, get these shots, they'll stop the spread of the virus. That was a lie. They told us, well, they may not stop the spread of a virus, but they're going to minimize your risk, severe illness, and hospitalization. Well, that's lie number two. We know that now the majority, well over 60 to 70% of individuals that are in hospitals and dying from COVID are fully vaccinated individuals. So they lied to us and they profited. So why did the federal government come after me, a little doctor from central Missouri, for $500 billion when Pfizer and Moderna are clearly violating these laws? It's disgusting what's happening. Let me just tell you this. It's very important that people understand what this really is. They violated my First Amendment right. They violated my ability as someone in the media to tell the truth. And because of that censorship, people died. There was a study that was just released November the 12th of this year that clearly showed, it's the federal government's numbers, and it was a 600,000 person study that clearly showed that if you take vitamin D, you could prevent 28% of all cases of coronavirus, which in the year 2020 alone, we could have saved 4 million cases. And the researchers of this article, this medical journal, go further to say that it could have prevented 33% of the deaths, which just in the year 2020 alone was 116,000 Americans. They suppressed this information and people died. It's time for us to hold them accountable for their actions.
Well, you can't hold them accountable because they're the Grim Reaper. They were coming and collecting bodies, stacking bodies up, and you couldn't get in the way of that with common sense, like just take vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. That'd be getting in the way of their big body count that they were hoping for. What's crazy is, too, is I see commercials now all the time for COVID happens quickly. You should look into the Pfizer pill, you know, Paxlovid to nip your COVID in the bud, right? Again, they're going, so you're taking the vaccine and the vaccine is most likely going to lower your natural immunity anyways. So you're most likely going to get COVID than if you didn't get the vaccine. And then, so you get your Pfizer vaccine, you most likely will get COVID and get it even more intensely. And then they're going to give you your Pfizer Paxlovid to nip COVID in the bud right away instead of vitamin D or zinc. And then Paxlovid too has a high rebound rate. So you're probably going to get COVID again and again and continue to damage your immune system. But all of that is just a big profit machine for Pfizer and for these big pharmas. They're keeping you hooked. And it's amazing that people don't see this cycle that they're putting you through.
It's crazy to me when you really understand what's going on. They're falsifying information intentionally to propagandize folks to go and get these injections and treatments. Look, Dr. Jha, the new COVID czar, came out last week and said at a White House press release that, look, the only thing that you can do to protect yourself and to prevent yourself from dying from COVID is getting a vaccine. That's a lie. He should be held accountable for that lie that he told. And right. We actually, look, on our website, we put a site together called fightwitheric.com. We've got hundreds of peer-reviewed medical journals on there that shows that, look, you need to be taking vitamin D and zinc for lots of reasons. Even if somebody were to take a vaccine, which I'm not advocating that they do, but we show data that shows that if you don't have enough vitamin D, you don't have the actual chemical, mechanical processes to make antibodies. So why would anybody want to suppress this information unless there's a nefarious intention behind this? And look, if you were to say to me, Dr. Eric, do you think that they're trying to intentionally kill people? And are they trying to cause a depopulation? You know, me as a common sense citizen would say, no, there's no way that could be the case. But here's what I'm telling you. The Bible simply says in the book of Hosea, without knowledge, our people will perish. They die because of a lack of knowledge.
Wow. Well,
they're intentionally not giving people the truth. And people are dying because of it. They're not telling people about the side effects of these shots, including death. They're not telling people that if you're low in vitamin D or zinc, you have a higher risk of infection. They're intentionally keeping information from people, and people are dying because of it. So folks need to wake up and realize we're past the point of no return. We're past that point. And the reality of it is this: if we don't stand up against this, and that's the reason why I'm fighting, is because if I don't stand against this, natural medicine as we know it is done. The FDA is trying to take over the nutritional companies, the nutritional supplementation, the same FDA that didn't want you to know the truth about Pfizer for 75 years, the same FDA that puts heavy metals in baby formulas. I mean, the same FDA that approves every drug that's been pulled off the market that kills people. So if we don't wake up and realize that it's up to us to be in control of our health, we're doomed. And if we don't stand for this, we're going to fall for anything. So people need to realize there are a lot of things that they can do. And one of the best things they can do to protect themselves against COVID is turn off their television.
Absolutely. Well, it's amazing because in the Carrie Lake election that was just certified with the troll Katie Hobbs, who obviously unlawfully won there, the lawyers that fought on behalf of Carrie Lake, the judge, and they brought a mountain of evidence that these voting tabulators were not working and they were faulty. I mean, there was mountains of evidence there that proved that. But instead of listening to that, the judge not only did not listen and shut it down, but sanctioned those attorneys as well. And they have to pay out back all these attorney fees. Alex Jones, right, being sued billions of dollars for even speaking about Sandy Hook. You getting sued billions of dollars for even speaking about vitamin D and zinc, right? What they're doing is they know that you can't pay these fines. I mean, but they not only want to bankrupt you and get you out of business, but the real reason is to send a message, a very clear message. Do not stand up against our narrative. Our narrative is the only narrative. And if you stand up against that, this is what's going to happen to you. So it instills fears in the hearts of anyone who dares to tell the truth and any doctors who are honest, because they don't want to be sued for $500 million or $1 billion either. So a really big part of it is the fear factor, right? Knowing you can't pay it back, trying to make your life hell in the process and your practice hell, but then sending a message to all these other truth-telling doctors or who might be truth-telling doctors.
You're 100% spot on. Listen, so many people got so upset because their doctors didn't stand up for their patients' rights. And I'm the epitome of why doctors don't do that. I mean, look, not only did they sue me for $500 million, I've spent $3.5 million defending myself over the last 18 to 20 months. They used a fraudulent statement in the press. The DOJ put out a fraudulent press release about me that says that I used fraud. That then initiated five of my banks to shut my bank accounts down and freeze my accounts. I had to move everything out of there. That fraudulent letter the DOJ sent out to the public then initiated the medical boards in the state of Missouri to come after my license multiple times, which we've successfully defended each time. That fraudulent letter also allowed Facebook and Google and Twitter to go in and suppress and censor all the information that we say. We have the data that proves that the federal government told Facebook and all the other social media platforms to shut our message down. So the reason why I'm standing, number one, is it's the right thing to do. And I was raised that if you have the ability to do something, you have the responsibility to do it. And I'm not bowing my knee and kissing the ring of any of these big pharma, big medicine, you know, patsies that are out here. Amen. I'm standing for the truth. And the reality is this: when we win, and we will win, because, by the way, I was supposed to start my trial this last week. They just keep delaying this because their only solution is to bankrupt me so that I can't make it to trial. They don't want this information on the record. And the reality is this, is once we win this, because they can't beat us on the science, everybody knows that vitamin D and zinc is beneficial for viruses, sickness, illnesses. We have 100 plus studies for D, 70 plus studies for zinc, 24 randomized controlled studies. The FDA only wants 2 for their drugs. They can't beat us on the science. So when we win, we can now go after the medical boards. We can now go after the banks. We can go after the insurance companies. Oh, I didn't tell you that. The insurance companies, I'm a private practicing doctor. My patients use their health insurance. The last 20 years of practice, I've been audited like normal doctors, maybe a handful of times, just random audits with no issues. Over the last 18 months, I've been audited by every insurance company, some of them twice. Every one of them have put us on a prepayment audit, which means that our patients are no longer able to use their health insurance in our practice for reimbursement anymore. Look at how disgusting this is. But listen, we win and we push back, and we can set a precedent that they can't do these things to doctors anymore, that we're not going to go quietly in the night. And what's sad about this is none of our boards are supporting us. None of our big organizations or malpractice supporting us. I'm supporting this financially myself. My practice members are supporting me. We finally have people in the community that are reaching out to support us. And it's amazing because, look, their only solution is to bankrupt us because they can't allow this to go to trial because we win in the end. And once we win, then they all go down like a house of cards.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I mean, and I'm also disappointed that more doctors aren't speaking up and standing with you because they know the truth. I mean, I'm sure a lot of doctors are brainwashed into this and believe it somehow that vaccines are the only option. But most doctors, I believe, know the truth and they're just too cowardly to step forward. But there's power and strength in numbers. And I just hope that more come forward to stand with you because this doesn't go away. This punishment, these fines, these lawsuits, these censorship, it won't go away unless more doctors come together and really put on a united front. So I do hope more come forward and stop being cowards. You watched the movie Died Suddenly, our documentary that was just released in the last few weeks. So from your standpoint, do you think that there are, you know, a lot of these died suddenly deaths are correlated with the vaccine?
I mean, there's no other explanation for it.
Right.
Listen, not only have I seen the movie that you all have done, I'm living it in my practice right now. I have to tell you, it is heart-wrenching when I see family members bring in their vaccine injured patients and friends and family and loved ones that are now dealing with myocarditis and pericarditis and blood clots and strokes and seizures. I'm seeing so many headaches and seizure disorders and flare-ups of cancers. And I'm seeing ridiculous amounts of flare-ups of things like Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus and et cetera, that to be honest with you, I hadn't seen this much in the past 20 years as a functional medicine practitioner. We're seeing things that we haven't seen flare up in people ever. And I have to tell you, it's so sad when I hear what the words that come out of people's mouths. They say, look, I didn't want to get this, but I took it. And the answer was because. And then they fill in because of work, because of job, because of life, because of whatever. And then they say, all of them realize that they really know they didn't have to do this. They had the freedom to choose. And they decided to just do it instead of say no, because it was easier to do what was easy than to do what was right. And listen to this. I had a woman on Monday of this week. I was doing a consultation with her, and she says, I don't know how to tell you this, but in the last 18 months, I've had 15 of my friends and family members that have passed away of unexpected diseases, causes, strokes, blood clots, cancers. None of it was related to this virus that's going around, and it's all secondary to people dying suddenly. It is disgusting. It breaks my heart. Yeah. And we are where we are because of, you know, the responses that our supposed healthcare system has right now for this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I mean, I think at this point, everyone knows someone in their life or circle of friends or a friend of a friend who has died suddenly and unexpectedly after getting the jab. And sometimes it happens immediately. Sometimes it happens a year later that they get the jab. But that's the only new thing that's entered into our society. So it's pretty obvious if you're not connecting the dots already. They're trying to make different excuses for it. Playing video games will make you die suddenly, or eating chocolate or something. I mean, they're making all sorts of excuses for why people are suddenly dying. Now I have to ask you too, if you have experience around this, but childhood vaccines. I mean, a lot of people are just starting to wake up to childhood vaccines now too, because they're like thinking, well, if the COVID vaccine is bad and I'm just putting together the dots there, perhaps the childhood vaccine is bad too. And their schedule of, I think, like 85 vaccines or something within the first couple months of a baby born is absurd. And I have just a handful, again, of my personal friends who have done followed the whole CDC schedule of vaccinating their baby, and immediately after they're getting seizures, or they're the sickest baby. I mean, they have everything. They have RSV, they have rhinovirus, they have like all these different viruses. And my baby, who I've never vaccinated, has never been sick, not even a cold. But those who vaccinate their babies seem like they're the ones who get all the sicknesses. So, I mean, is it pretty much the same thing with the COVID vaccine? If you're getting vaccines as a baby, you're damaging, you're wrecking your immune system as well.
Well, let me be clear on a couple of things. First of all, I've been the quality of the questions that you ask yourself and you ask other people dictates the quality of your life, period. We're supposed to ask questions. Yeah, we shouldn't just go, okay, I'll put this in my body or my baby without knowing what it is, what's in it, what is my risk. We're supposed to, as doctors, to give something called informed consent, which means you need to know your risk versus your benefit, and all of them. And by the way, for years, there was a political science, not real science, a political science dogma that said vaccines don't cause illness, don't cause disease, and don't cause autism. Well, there was a lawsuit that was won in 2021 that now clearly says that doctors cannot say that vaccines don't cause illness and don't cause autism. It's not in every case, but it's in some, and it's in enough to be seriously a problem. Let me put this on you. Did you know, like in the 1980s, when I was a little baby, we actually had three vaccines. We had three shots, and that's all we had. In the 1980s, childhood chronic illness was about 5% of all the children that are out there. Now today, we live in a sea of toxicities and et cetera, but now today there are 72 vaccines by the time a child is 18 years of old, 72 shots they have. And let me tell you, in the last 40 plus years, child chronic illness went from 5% to 55%. 55% of children that are out there have some type of chronic illness, neurological delay, et cetera. And these heavy metals, these toxins that are put in the body, have a contributing factor. Now, there's a whole lot we can talk about with this, but there are genetic implications for some people. Some individuals that have a genetic imbalance called MTHFR are more prone and susceptible to injuries to medications and vaccines. Most people don't know that 70% of the population has that genetic imbalance. Most people don't know that heavy metals and toxins are in these vaccines that cause neurological problems and delays and autoimmune issues. But the COVID supposed vaccine is completely different than all these others because it's an mRNA technology that edits and alters your genes. And they told us that it didn't. And now we know Journal of Hepatology proved again in the spring of 21 that these injections go in the body, they get into the liver, they go from RNA to DNA, and it's now in your programming. This is not okay. And we don't know the long-term or short-term consequences of this. So again, I told people early on, you don't have enough information to make an informed consent decision. As a doctor or as a patient, how could you possibly put this in somebody if you don't know what's going to happen? And now here we are in 2022, there's a new diagnosis called a sudden adult death syndrome that was never even a diagnosis. I didn't learn about that in school. 20 right, years right. of being here, that's never been on our agenda. And now it's a normal thing. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Right, right. Or the other thing is delayed sudden infant death syndrome as well. That's a new thing too. Delayed sudden infant death syndrome. What a crock.
Because the other crock and the conversation piece was, what about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, that does have attributing factors to vaccinations, that does have attributing factors to vagal nerve issues in the cervical spine and other problems that nobody wants to talk about. When you have a forceps delivery or a manual delivery, it can damage the nerves in the upper cervical spine that control the respiratory functions. And if you give these children these injections, there's a correlation which needs to be studied deeper if that is a contributing factor. And now all of a sudden we're seeing adult death syndrome, sudden adult death syndrome. Come on, man. How much right. of this do you have to see to realize that we're just being completely played? It's just horrible. Yeah.
I know. Well, Dr. Eric Napudi, we are so lucky to have you as a truth-telling doctor, and you're standing firm, you're standing strong against all these weapons thrown against you. Where can people find you? Where can people support you and donate to you, your legal defense, and watch your show?
Look, first of all, everybody go check us out at fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. All of our links are there. You can learn about the trial, learn about the case. You can see all the data and information that's there. All of our videos and interviews, I'll put this one there as well. I need your help. I need prayers and I need support. I'm willing to stand in the gap. I have no problem taking the slings and arrows, but they've completely destroyed us. I mean, look, I've spent $3.5 million, every penny that I possibly had in my life. I just sold a piece of property and a vehicle to pay our $200,000 legal fees for this month. Now they just extended it for another 4 months before trial comes up. I need
help. That's crazy. Yeah.
Go and help donate, support, pray for us. We have a winning case. We will win this. Their only defense is to bleed me dry and to run me out of ammo. So together we can make a huge difference. So go to that site, fightwitheric.com, because we've got this. We need to win. We will win. Yeah. But the only way we can do it is together.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a family to support. You have a practice to support. And they're trying so hard to beat you down. So please donate to him, support his cause. We can do this, but we do need to do it together and fight. And I would love to see this won. You won. And it will happen, but you're right. We need to do it together and stand by those who have the courage to tell the truth.
Amen. I appreciate you more than you know. Keep up the great work.
Thanks
for being a light in the world of darkness.
Absolutely. And you too, Eric. You too. All right. We'll be right back with the rest of the show. So don't you go anywhere. But first, it's time to get really serious about protecting your future, your finances, and your family. We know that Biden and the deep state are driving us into another world war. Inflation is through the roof, and we're over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. It's looking like a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call our friends at Goldco right now and tell them Deanna sent you, and you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. That's right. You can get up to $10,000 in free silver. Call our friends at Goldco at 855 855-491-2348. That's 855-491-2348. And also, they can turn your 401k into metals at no penalty. Go ahead and also go to goldco.com/shots and download your free kit. It's a really cool free kit, and it tells you how all this works, how to invest in silver and gold and precious metals, and why it's so important for growing your wealth and protecting your wealth in your future. So download your free kit, call that number right now at Goldco, and they will take care of you. Invest in yourself and protect your future, your finances, and your family. Alrighty, that's all the time we got for today. Thank you so much for watching Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week now, Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peter Show. Follow me on social media, Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And until next time, God bless you and God bless America. See you Thursday. Talk to you then.